Hallo zusammen, begrüße euch zur Pressekonferenz vor unserem morgigen Auswärtsspiel beim FC Bayern München hier im Profi-Camp im Deutsche Bank Park. Schön, dass ihr da seid. Ich begrüße unseren Cheftrainer Albert Riera. Morgen 15:30 Uhr, also in der Allianz Arena beim Tabellenführer, unser Gastspiel. Begleitet werden wir von über 7000 Eintracht-Fans in die bayerische Landeshauptstadt und live übertragen wird die Partie auf Sky und in der DAZN-Konferenz und im Audiokommentar bei meinen Kollegen bei Eintracht FM mit Marc Hindelang und mit dem ehemaligen ADA-Träger Maurizio Gaudino. Dann gehen wir direkt in die Fragerunde an Albert Riera. Kurzes Handzeichen, dann kann's losgehen. Starten bei Matthias Merget vom Hessischen Rundfunk.
Hello, Mr. Riera. Do you have special expectations of your team tomorrow, because this is a very strong opponent tomorrow?
No, we prepare exactly on the same way, all the opponents. Even if it's a friendly game, always I prepare on the same way. I always want to win. I always prepare my team to win. And tomorrow, exactly the same. Of course, knowing that is, as you said, a very strong opponent and a top opponent that is doing a lot of good things, but the perfection doesn't exist. We try to find where we can hard, and we will see if tomorrow the things that we prepare against them, they are working.
Christopher Michel von Absolut Fußball.
Yes, hello, coach. This week on the training pitch, Jonathan Burkhardt was again back. How fit is he? Is it possible he could start, or is he more for substitution?
Yeah, this week we have Kali is also in the same situation. Arnaud, then Johnny, and they are coming back from this. Johnny is already a little bit more fit, but it's true that he was sick last week, so he's completely fit at the moment. But don't forget that his lack of competition, he needs minutes, and we have to manage the minutes. I don't know if I cannot tell you if tomorrow he will start or not, but he's ready to help us. And with Kali, exactly the same situation. He's with the problem of the shoulder. He's in the list. He's ready to help us in case we need him. He's not 100%, so we have I have to say that it's it didn't happen to me in the 5 years that I'm a coach what is happening this week, because it's not only that it's happening things during the game, happened last night also. We are without the captain, with Robin. He felt really sick, and he has temperature during 2 days, so he will not be in the list also. We also have already, you know, what happened with Arthur and with Ras, situation that they are not really, I mean, I would say football injury, they are hamstrings, they are, you know, muscle, they are situation that happened, and then we can say, maybe it's because the way how we are working, but I have to say that they are stupid injuries injuries that that we are not being lucky with them. And the last one is with Nauf. With Nauf, totally, I don't know how to say, in a day off, and you sitting on the sofa, being a good father of your family, and then you start having pain on your stomach, and to have an operation. So it's affecting us, this situation, but this is how it is. I don't want to put excuses, but we are not being lucky with the injuries. And of course, I am always here and telling to the team that everyone need to be ready. That's why I prepare always that they want. I want that they feel all of them important, because we always need all the players to have the or to go for the targets and to win games, to win titles. You always need all the players, and more than ever, this is again another situation like this, because what is happening now at the start of the week, I said, maybe probably instead to go to the doctor every morning to see him how are my players, I have to go to the church, you know, first to pray, because what is happening, no, really, it's not normal. And yeah, that's the situation, but I can guarantee you that we prepare the team to win. We prepare on the same way, and it doesn't matter if it's we are without 1, 2, 5, or in this case 7 or 8 players. We prepare the game exactly the same personality, the same character, and trying to win tomorrow.
Nicolas Richter von Absolut Fußball und dann Sonja Pahl von FFH.
Hello again. I want to get in some tactical talk against Union Berlin. And in the last home game, we've seen you playing defensively, a lot of man coverage, a lot of pressing. Now you're playing against Bayern Munich, which have very good wingers that are good technically. How are you planning on defending them and Kane and this whole offense, which is working phenomenal this season? Mm-hmm. If you go into man coverage, I could see you forcing some problems. for yourself?
We were playing at the back man-to-man against Union Berlin and against Gladbach.
Well, in the last
play never. On open play never. Check, please. The center back, they are, we always have superiority at the back. Trust me. There are some situations that the opponent force you to be man-to-man because you are jumping. But at the start, we are superiority at the back because we are not pressing man-to-man in front. We made, on the first game against the Union Berlin, I remember that Kali was pressing on one side. He was alone against the two against two center-backs. And against Gladbach also, we needed to press two against three in front. So it means we are pressing two against three in front. We are four against three in at the back. So we always have superiority. But it's true that there are some situations, especially on the sides, that sometimes we are man-to-man situation because I think like this, the goals, they are not on the sides. The goals, they are in the middle. And the central zone, I like to be to have superiority. But check it. And, we always prepare the games at the start if it's possible. On build-up, sometimes we try to press the opponent to force, to provoke mistakes. But on the open play, usually we are not man-to-man at the back.
Hi, Albert. Just to make sure another time, Robin is sick, meaning he has a cold, or what kind of sickness is it? Can you tell?
Robin,
yes.
Temperature.
Temperature, okay.
Temperature, he's sick, and of course with 39, you are not 100%. Your head is not ready for the game, the power, the energy, because you need also physically to be ready.
Yeah, and to be ready for Bayern Munich with this team then, what are you expecting from your team? Won't be easier.
As I said, I have solutions, as I'm always saying. I cannot be thinking I cannot play with the captain. Of course, I would prefer to have the captain with us, but we are not machines. The you know, the players, sometimes they get sick. I told them, try to don't be sick. Try to, when it's cold, it's snowing, stay at home with the tea, with your family, and try to ask for vitamins to the doctors. I am sure that the medical staff also is giving them the maximum effort and trying that they are not sick. But this is the situation. And as I'm always saying, I'm not thinking how bad is the situation. I'm always thinking what we can do and which solutions we can have. So tomorrow, not because we are without Robin, we will play with 10 players. Make sure that we will find a solution to put another one.
Johannes Wolf von der Bild-Zeitung.
Hello, Mr. Riera. You said you never experienced something like this, and now you go to Bayern Munich. Why do you still have the belief that you can beat a team like this? And what is your main getaway when you see Bayern Munich play? What are your main thoughts when you see them play? What do they do good, and where are they maybe vulnerable?
Okay, on your question, many things it comes to my mind. The first one is, if I know that I'm going to lose, then we stay here, we make economy to the club, and we don't pay the hotel and the plane. But if I am thinking that we can win, of course we will travel. So when we go to the ring, you don't have to think that you're going to lose. Of course it will be difficult. Of course we know against the team that we are facing. Of course we know, and it's not an excuse, but it's a fact that we are without many players, important players, but we are ready. We prepared a plan with the ball and without the ball, how to make an annoying game to them, uncomfortable game when they have the ball to them, and also trying to make them run. What I demand to my players tomorrow is to have personality and character when we have the ball. We have to be a team that not going to try a lot of things because Bayern is not a team that like to run. It's a team that prefer to have the ball. So when we're going to have the ball, it's going to be very important to defend with the ball and to try to make them run. So that's what I'm thinking before. Or when you start your question, you said about first time in life is always the first time. But the first time you have to go against and you have to try. And I am convinced on what we're going to do tomorrow. I always repeat when I come here to the press that already we finish the minus one and the preparation, the four phases, what we're going to do on offensive part, on defensive part. I am so calm that I gave all the information and the players, they know what they have to do, that I have only positive vibes. And after, look, this is a game, this is football, this is beautiful. That's why not even all the time the favorites, they are winning. So we're going to have our chances and we're going to try them.
Ingo Dustewitz von der Frankfurter Rundschau und dann Christopher Michel.
So we're talking about injuries and stuff like that, but What do you think, how big is your influence on the team and on the whole club till the next the last 2 or 3 weeks?
Because my thing here, I think, is very clear from the first day. I'm not scared of anything. We're talking about football. Football is the word scared shouldn't exist. So we are playing a game. We're going to try with our strength how to beat them. And of course, as you said, with you mentioned the difficulties. But tomorrow, a part of that I said to the team, I gave this message, no, with personality, with character. I want them to enjoy playing football. I told them, I said, we have a lot to win and we have very little to lose. That's what I'm thinking. So exactly on the same way how I'm thinking with the club. I told from Marcus and the club on the first day, I said, listen, we are not scared to anyone. We have to think that we are the best, we are the most beautiful, we are the strongest, because this is our strength, to feel confidence. After, we are not perfect. Of course, we're going to make mistakes. Of course, we're going to lose games. But we have to believe on ourselves. And this is what I'm trying to transmit to the players, to the club, to everyone. When is coming one player sick, look, I had the conversation about Robin with the doctor. I said, he's sick. And I said, sick, and what are you going to do? What is the first thing? What are you going to, which transfusion you're going to give? Which vitamins? What are you going to do with him? Don't think, sick, it's bad. No, we know that it's bad, but think about the solution. Think about the positive part. So I'm like this with the doctor, with the physio, with the man in the kitchen, with everyone. So that's on what we need to improve. After, the perfection doesn't exist. I'm sure that we will make mistakes. But this mentality, this thinking has to be all the time on positive way, Even if the thing, some moments will be low, or we'll think it's not going well. But instead to think that it's not going well, let's think what we can do the next. And this is how I'm thinking, and this is what I'm transmit to everyone around me.
Yes, we are talking about solutions. And now, what are your thoughts without Robin Koch, with the replacement? Is it like you put Namdi Collins in the center to bring Elias Baum inside? Or do you see in any player qualities we never have seen before, thinking about making some things pretty new?
Christopher, very interesting question. You want to know, because you want to know the first 11 also. But I can, but not because of, not because of you. I cannot tell you. To you, I could tell you in private. But I cannot tell you, I cannot say, because I cannot give advantage. They already have a lot of advantage that we have many players out. So I cannot give more. But we'll do something that you will be surprised tomorrow. Or maybe that you probably still you didn't see. But we're going to cover Robin, as I said before. We're going to play with 11 players. But we have a lack of center backs at the moment, because also we are using Collins as a fullback at the moment, and without Arthur, without Robin, so we are not having many. But tomorrow, I am sure that I will surprise you, and we will talk after.
Sonja Pahl.
I just have one question concerning Bayern Munich itself. Have you ever been there as a player, played a match against Bayern Munich? Have you ever been to Allianz Arena? What are your experiences with Bayern München?
I've been in Allianz Arena, I think it was 2 years ago, when Barcelona played Champions League there. That it was not far from where I was, and I went to visit Xavi Hernández, that he was the coach of Barcelona that moment. And I went to watch it. And nothing on that side, I was already against Bayern, and I was more supporting Barcelona because of my friend. But in this, as a player, no, I haven't been as a player, and tomorrow will be the first time as a coach. And as I'm always saying, first times are first times, but I don't feel different. I'm seeing more because it also is not Albert against Bayern, it's Eintracht, and what I am more focused is that I give everything to my team to be prepared tomorrow.
Johannes Wolf.
Mr. Herr, you've been here for quite some days, and you made a lot of impressions, especially here within the club and with the fans, a lot of positive ones. But as you can imagine, there are always meanings and opinions about a new coach that comes to, especially when it's a completely new coach coming to Germany. And there also have been some like bad recognition. Some people criticize your how you talk, that you are maybe sometimes a little bit too harsh, or maybe too out of space for someone. Lately, two former Bundesliga players, Martin Hanek, Max Kruse, they said in their podcast, for example, that they like to see somebody like you going down and not having success. I can imagine it's not the first time you've been have kind of harsh criticism. How do you react to those criticism, and what it makes inside of you when you hear something like this?
Look my face, my reaction. Who you said, which players? Who?
Martin Hanek and Max Kruse. One of them played in German...
Tell me the name. Who are them? Are they from football?
Yeah. One of them played in the German national team for quite some days, not that many. And the other one played for some Bundesliga clubs and also for Austria, I think.
Okay, I will be very... It's not because you were mentioning these two players. I'm not here to criticize anyone. But we have to know something. Just I want to say two things about this from external. First of all is, if I say A, someone will think, why you didn't say B? If I say that I like white, another one will say, why he didn't say black? When you talk, especially a public person, you have pros and cons. You have positives, you have negatives. You have someone that likes, someone not. But there are opinions. This is first. So I don't care about this. This is first. And second is, if someone that is talking tried to hurt me or say something about Albert, you can hurt me only if I love you. If I don't love you, you cannot hurt me. You can say whatever you want. So my wife, my kids, my friend, they can hurt me saying some things. The rest, I will be with this couple or with these ones exactly if tomorrow is one journalist, because a journalist, you are able to talk. You have your opinion. And I'm nobody to say you have a bad opinion. No, it's your opinion. The same on the way how we play football. I believe on one way. It's my way. It's the one that I enjoy. It's the one that I want to transmit to my players. Is the best? No, it's mine. You like, you don't like, criticize. No results, criticize. I accept this job, not only this one, as a coach. If you are not accepting when you are losing, they're going to criticize you. You cannot be seated here, forget that. So I understand this clearly. So, but it's not affecting me. First, because I know what I want and how I want. This is first. And second, if I don't love you, you can say whatever you want. You will not hurt me.
Sonja Pahl und dann Christopher Michlan, wenn wir auch langsam zum Ende kommen.
I just remembered that 2 weeks ago when you had your first press conference here, you said that within 2 weeks you would be able to tell us who would be the sixth captain. Well, of course, you had a crazy situation with all the injuries, but have you been able to make up your mind on the sixth?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Nene Brown is the sixth captain. Yeah. But not because he scored two goals. Huh? No. It's because 22 years old, he has a big potential, more than he thinks. He has no limits. And I think also here in this room, we already know he has a quiet character, he's calm, he's someone. And I think he can be someone that, with my push, he can be even better. So that's the reason that I choose him. And I said, you probably, if you are the sixth, you will never use the bracelet. Very rare, because you need another five players to be out. But this is not important. Yeah, at the moment, yes. But I wrote there, more responsibility, more positive, more talk, more conversation, more help to the teammates. So that's what I want from him. So now I want him to see in this step. And then it was very nice from his side, because he's someone that doesn't like to talk a lot, especially in public. And of course, when I said that he's the sixth captain, I said, okay, few words. And he appreciated, of course, he said, thank you for the support, coach. And they said, okay, forget about the coach. What you have to say to your teammates? And he said that I'm going to give you back this responsibility and I will help you even more. So this is something beautiful. This is that you involve one more player that he need to. He's going to give a lot to the group. And I believe that giving this responsibility, especially from my side, I think will help him a lot to be the player that we expect that he will be one day.
You played during your time at Liverpool once against Kompany when he was at Manchester City. And how's your relationship to him now? You face him as a coach. Are you looking forward to face him as a coach?
Yeah, it's first time that we're going to meet each other face to face as a coaches, and nothing special. Tomorrow probably we will give a hug before the game. After the game probably we'll give just a hand, because it's always like this. Or no, who knows? Maybe I will be very happy and I will like to hug him. But as I said before, and this is not Albert against the Kompany, this is not Albert against Bayern, this is Eintracht against Bayern, and we want to make a good game, we want to give a good impression. And once more, what I want that tomorrow, the day of the game, we have this feeling. We have to be a team very aggressive, very intensive, very good on the duels, better than them on this. And then, if we are better than them on this, we can compete against them on the other phase with the ball. And with the ball, as I said before, personality, character, everybody wants the ball, everybody wants to be the MVP, because this is something that I like to repeat to them. Everybody, to be the MVP, you need to have the ball, you need to be involved. And I want that everybody is not hiding, that everyone wants the ball and wants to do a good game.
Dann bedanke ich mich bei euch an der Stelle. Thank you very much, Albert. All the best for tomorrow's game in Munich. Euch eine gute Reise und allen, die sich auf den Weg machen, eine gute Anreise morgen nach München. Euch noch einen schönen Tag. Vielen Dank.